first.
It is Josiah here, guys, and this is the first potty back for 2020. Hope you all had a good little rest if you got it or if you had to work through. Sucker! Nah, just kidding, guys. I'm back solo for 2020. Had a ripping start to the show. Boss Benny, he did join me for a lot of today's show, which was a bit of fun. Also caught up with one of the fire chiefs because there are a few fires burning around the place, as well as Channel 9's Lexi Junowick, who we have on the show last year in 2019. Her mum is on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, so the whole GV is getting right behind her. Had a chat with her as well. A couple of the old faves, Muppet of the Week and Meet Me in the Riddle, are back for a Monday as well. But sit back, relax, enjoy. Enjoy it. Welcome to 2020, guys, and thanks for having a listen.
I've missed you, mate.
I've missed you too.
It's good to be back. It's good to get you on the airwaves, and it's good because like I wanted to. I just wanted to jump on and just be a hero with you for a minute or two.
Righto. There's a few heroes around the place at the moment. What makes you an even bigger hero, Benny?
Hang on. Well, who's the heroes that are around the place?
Well, the fireys for one.
Oh, okay. No, that is fair. That's a fair call. No, I'm actually, I just want to have boy chat.
Oh, okay.
And just be an idiot.
The real heroes?
Yeah. This is far from anything that's going to be hero-esque. No, over the Christmas break, you get a lot of free time, right? And you start to do all the things that you probably wouldn't have time to do, like play card games or have pointless conversations.
Or make love with your wife for once.
It's funny. I'm not going to even touch on that one. Hey, but one of the conversations we had, right, and it was I brought this up to my wife. This is pointless, right? This is no one's going to listen to this break and be better off for it, okay? But I said to my wife, if you and your girlfriends went for one of those lady lunches, right, where there was a male stripper involved.
What do you mean a ladies lunch?
Well, you know how sometimes like the ladies will go to like a charity benefit and they might put on a couple of male strippers as part of it?
Yeah. I feel like this isn't a common thing though.
Well, let's just say she just heard it. They were just at a lunch, right? The rosé, the bubbles are flowing, right? They're all and they're at that level of like 8 champagnes where they're all woo girls, right? Woo!
Right, and then the thunder right? from down under just happened to rock up.
Correct. See, that's the thing. And no, but they're there. They go to the on a Hot Shots review show.
Yeah. Which I performed at last year at the Aussie and Chet, remember?
Well, you did. And you did well.
Yeah, I did.
And there was a couple of girls that anyway, I said to my wife, would the name of the stripper, you know, increase or deter you from going along?
Okay, right? So if you hear that the thunder from down under are going to be there, you want to be there.
Right? I turned around to my wife and said, what if I was a one-man review show? Right? Oh, yeah. And my stripper name was Man Schnitzel.
Where did you come up with Man Schnitzel? That's the big question.
But you see, I am from the German country and the Man Schnitzel does the big shows. No, imagine I came to Shep. Give me, where's the hotspots in Shepparton?
Oh, I don't know, just Deck, Aussie, wherever.
Right, so same at the Aussie this Friday night, Man Schnitzel, it's ladies night.
They're doing half price palmies as well while you're there.
And because I can't dance, I've got a dad bod. Like, you know, I'd really just get up there and just be sort of just like, I'd probably just get nude and stand there and be like, what's cracking?
Yeah, but why are you the Man Schnitzel just because you got German background?
I don't know. I just think, does the stripper name, like, what would your stripper name be if you did a show this Friday, just the Josiah Charlotte All Male Review show?
Would it be the, if you're going by the your hereditary, it'd be the Albanian Stallion, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that's attractive, right?
Yeah, if you hear the Albanian Stallion's going to be there,
and
ladies,
he's gonna, yeah,
you want to be
he'll
there.
Be flicking his jocks into the crowd, ladies. But what's the, but Man Schnitzel, I actually think Man Schnitzel's quite funny.
It's not attractive, though. Like the thunder from down under, you think, oh, these guys are going to be hot. The Albanian Stallion, he sounds like he's going to be hot. The Man Schnitzel, it sounds like a discount at the pub.
Let's have a little bit of fun, right? Right now, we're two girls, okay?
Right.
And I'm organising your hen show, okay? Okay, so I'm calling you on the phone. Okay, what's your, give me a girl's name.
It is Sarah.
Okay, I'm Sarah, and I'm your friend. What's my name? And I'm Loose. I'm the Loose friend.
You're Stace.
I'm 35, still single.
Stace.
Okay. And what was yours again, Sarah?
Sarah.
So answer the phone.
Hello, Sarah speaking.
Hi, it's Stace. How are you?
Good, Stace. What's happening?
Hey, I've just been organising your hen show. I've just booked the stripper.
Yes, I'm so excited. Make sure he's beautiful.
He's wonderful. You're going to be so excited.
Hot Shots, who'd you go with?
No, I've gone for this. It's a solo male review show.
He better be good then.
His name's Man Schnitzel.
Oh, okay. I get your wife's point.
I'm going to be the only guy there at my own show.
With your dad
bod.
Come on. Dad bod.
Yeah, no, there would have to be some women across the Goulburn Valley that would be coming on down to good old Man Schnitzel.
You know what? 13, 12, 16 is our number. If there is one woman or one girl in the Goulburn Valley that would rock up to see Man Schnitzel. I want to see if these phones ring. I guarantee, Ben, we will not get one call right now.
This is the most pointless radio, but I love it. No, we will get a call. Come on, ladies.
Do you want to see Man Schnitzel 13, 12, 16?
Hey, let me tell you also, ladies, Man Schnitzel goes full nude. Oh. He ain't scared to go there.
The phones are not ringing.
One thing we did last year when you and I were ever on air together was we used to start the day with fun facts, which is a nice way we learn something. Can you press play for me?
Oh, you want the music?
Yeah, please. There we go. See, this is nice. So if you're at home right now, maybe the kids are screaming, you can turn this up and learn something.
Aren't we doing this over
maybe
a latte?
Yeah. Sorry, short blacks, mate.
Yeah, for you though, you always forget to bring me in a coffee. You're selfish. Ooh. Sorry, didn't know the Italian opera were coming to the studio.
Good on you, champ. Now you've just, can you give me another, like, without a singer? What was that, Pavarotti? Just, thank you.
Much better. Andre Bocelli was in the background.
Didn't have to say. Commandeering the spotlight. Let's talk about this, Jay. Today's all about the body. Each person sheds 22 kilograms of skin in his or her lifetime.
Wow.
I know, right? It makes you think. 22 kilos. Think about when you buy like a kilo of mince, times it by 22.
Can you ask your body to shed a few more? that dad bought at the moment,
let's
mate.
Let's attack the dad.
You really enjoyed Christmas, didn't you?
Do you know what's funny, actually? I was sitting here the other day and a couple of the sales girls come out and they actually said this one. They're like, because you still like to think, like I'm 35, you still like to think you've got it, right? And they're like, Benno, your gut's hanging out.
Yeah, mate, you either need to buy longer shirts or shred that stomach so your shirts fit you again.
Do you realise, now this is how I know I was a dad, I padded it and was like all bought and paid for. Like, that's when you know you don't care. That's when you know you're a dad and you don't care anymore, is when you pad it in front of them, all bought and paid for.
I came over to your house the other night, you were resting a beer on your keg.
That's right, that on the keg.
That's when you know you've made it in life.
Well, my daughter sits on it. No, not the... shut up. All right, here we go. This is a good one. How many girls have you kissed in the last 24 hours?
Oh, too many. I've lost count.
Give me a number.
45.
In a 24-hour period?
Oh, mate, I'm crazy.
Do you sleep?
Zero, an hour. I've been in this office the whole time. Nothing.
Right.
Although three girls are at the door now. You want to come in? No.
You'll be happy to know, though, that more germs are transferred shaking hands than actually kissing.
Wow.
How many hands have you shaken?
Yeah, a lot. I'm about to shake yours. Our boss, Kelly's outside the studio. I might shake his in a minute.
When Kel gets in, you're better off passionate because it's less germs.
Imagine that. Well, it's just so I kissing.
Imagine poor Kel. Walks in and he's, great to see you for 2020, Josiah, you're passion.
Why is Josiah kissing girls men? It's healthier. But that's like your iPhone.
Could you imagine that? The sales girls all come and go, why is Josiah and Alan pashing? Oh, it's healthier.
Josiah's come back a new man. That's he doesn't ridiculous. Shake hands anymore. He just kisses on the lips. Your iPhone.
Imagine that. Be careful. He'll pash you.
Your iPhone, Benny, it's disgusting, but everyone's iPhones, they're dirtier than flushing the toilet. That's another fun fact.
I've heard that story. Well, so yeah, maybe when Kel gets in, pucker up. The acid in your stomach is strong enough to dissolve razor blades.
Oh, we should give that a try. Do you mind swallowing some or?
No. How would you? I know people do that for a laugh. But
well,
no.
You do see those magicians. They know how to swallow them. I always think, why? But surely there's some sort of art to it. So hang on. How long would this? Who would have done this experiment to find out?
Okay, if I give you one word answers and there's no follow up questions, you can't ask anymore. Scientists.
You haven't done any research.
Exactly. I've set myself up to not fail there, but I've failed. All right, here we go. One more. Actually, the strongest muscle in the human body is. Have a guess.
Oh, I think I know. Isn't it like your neck or something weird?
Nah, yeah, it's you wouldn't think. And don't say what I think you're going to say.
For me, it's something different.
My foot? No, the tongue.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the hardest bone in the jaw, hardest bone in the body is the jawbone. There you go.
Right. So your mouth's a very powerful place.
Yeah. You've said that where are you going with that?
Nowhere. Do you know what my favourite part of this break was? It's when Bocelli came in before.
I've just given him 4 minutes of facts. This is the best he took out of it. Goulburn Valley, it's over to you. I can't help you anymore. You're stuck with this one.
Thanks for coming in, Benny.
You're welcome.
Hey, Bocelli, take it away. Do you mind?
best.
Hey, no, I had this idea and I thought it'd be a bit of fun, right? Do you remember earlier this morning we were talking about how I said that potentially my stripper name could deter women from coming to my gig?
Yeah. What was your name again?
Manschnitzel.
Yeah, no one's turning up to see Manschnitzel. They want to see the Albanian stallion. They want to see, you know, the thunder from down under. They're not coming to see Manschnitzel.
Right. But that's the thing. I also then start thinking, I've already ruled out my clientele because it's a German thing, like the Manschnitzel. It's like, yeah, you'll come to the show.
Sounds like you're going for a feed, not to see a man strip.
What if my Aussie stripper name was just flat out Nugget? Right. And let me just say, this is ad lib radio. You're on the point, on the cuff here. I've got some classical music, right?
Here we go.
I need you to do Nugget's voice, and I need you to do like a commercial for my strip show.
Okay,
so Nugget's strip show.
How does Nugget speak, though?
Nah, Nugget's, he's, well, what's Nugget? Nugget's from Kyabram. Is he? Not to say, hang on a sec, I've got to be careful where I say.
I hope there's a Nugget in Kyabram.
No, actually, do you know what? I'll say, because I'm an Adelaide boy, I'll slag off my own town. No, so he's from Adelaide.
Right.
He's a Port Adelaide supporter. He's missing a couple of teeth.
How you going?
No, I reckon deeper.
How you going?
Yeah, like that.
Or a bit more clean. Is he a bit more of a well-spoken gentleman old?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I'd say, yeah, give me a Bogan Nugget.
Yeah, you going? It's Nugget here.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, done.
All right, so that's your Nugget, and you're selling the strip show.
What's with the music in the background, can I ask? No reason.
No reason. I just told you this ad lib.
G'day, girls. Nugget here. This weekend at the Aussie.
Hey, you went back to Josiah. Keep the voice on.
I can't. It's too hard. This weekend at the Aussie, if you want to see the man Schnitzel.
Your name's Nugget.
Oh, I'm Nugget.
You
that's
can't
right.
Get this right to say that.
Can I go back to old Nugget?
Pull the fader.
Okay, hang on.
I said to you, your job right now is to come up with a 30-second commercial advertising Nugget strip show.
Can Nugget not be Bogan? Can Nugget just be a real deep voiced Aussie?
Why would he have the first place be named Nugget if he wasn't Bogan? Have you ever been to a formal affair and be like, your MC for the evening's going to be Nugget? Evening, grab your chairs. Like, no one.
We are in Australia, mate, so anything is possible. All right, here we go.
All right, go.
Same music, yeah?
There you go, friend.
G'day, ladies. Nugget here.
Yeah.
If you want to see the man Schnitzel.
Nugget, you idiot.
Oh, I am the stripper.
This is the second time.
Wait, am I stripping or is the man Schnitzel?
As Nugget, as a client, I'd want my money back.
Well, you can have your money back.
What's on a show? No. What money? I haven't got it. No one's coming on a show anyway.
No one is turning up to see the man Schnitzel or Nugget perform live, especially take
Nugget
their clothes off.
Nugget would just get nude and be like, look at it.
Put it this way. If your name's Nugget, you're not taking your clothes off and you are not ripped.
No, you start nude and people pay you to put your clothes back on. Like, that's Nugget's gear.
You know what? That's actually not a bad idea. This girl joins me on the phone now. It is Lexi Junewick from Channel 9. She's our Channel 9 reporter in the area. How are you, Lex?
Good morning, Desire. Happy 2020. We've made it.
You and I, we've made it back. How good is that? Now, whereabouts are you this morning? You're on your way to Nagambie for something for Channel 9?
I certainly am. Got to love the Golden Valley. Freeway, I'm headed out there now. I can report that it's clear traffic conditions, so if you're headed inbound, you've got a good run ahead of you. We've got a couple of good stories out of Nagambie tonight, so have to watch and see.
Look forward to that. And I didn't know you were our new traffic girl on the show as well for 2020.
Just, you know, mixing it up a bit.
I might just call you every morning for a live traffic update, just seeing where you are. How's that sound?
Pretty snazzy.
Now, this is unbelievable because we've never mentioned this on the show before, but I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's kicked off last week on the Win Network. We're loving it so much. And your mum is one of the celebrities on the show. This is unbelievable, Lex.
I know. Spooky secret revealed this morning. So even though I go by the name or the last name Gina Wick, which is Belarusian, and that's my dad's name, and my mum, they're both married and they're still married, but my mum is Rhonda Birchmore. So
unbelievable.
She kept her stage name after she married dad because, you know, that's the thing to do sometimes when you're well known, apparently. So, incredible experience. At home watching her, that's for sure.
Last night's episode, right, she had to go on a treadmill on the edge of a cliff and she's scared of heights. And much like myself, like, I wanted to falter and be like, oh, you know, it's so easy to do. But I'm telling you right now, Lex, if that was me, I wouldn't have even got on the treadmill. You're proud of her for getting on and doing that?
I'm so proud. And I mean, like any, I think, kid watching their parent when they're, you know, in pain or struggling, it's really like you can feel it in your bones. When I was watching her last night, being so terrified at this point, I was just like, come on, Mom, you can do it, you can do it. And, you know, sure enough, even though she, you know, slipped off pretty early, she gave it a red hot go. And I'm just so proud of her. And I couldn't be, more proud of her for just bringing that fear and just going for it.
Is it hard though, because the show is live and it's filmed in the jungle in South Africa, is it hard knowing you can't contact your mum? You've got no contact at all, and just seeing her like that, it's kind of like when we used to do our blackout rooms. Now all of a sudden you're watching your mum on this TV and you're like, what's going on here?
Exactly right. And I mean, I would talk to mum on an average day about 2 or 3 times.
Oh, you're like me.
because it's just so good to chat. And I felt, you know, over the last couple of weeks when she's been in exile, wanting to text her something, or something will pop up that I think, oh, I have to tell mum that, and you can't. So I wish I could send letters or something, but I don't think it would make it into the jungle.
Are you going to, you know, sometimes if your mum makes it all the way, they bring the family over. Imagine if you got to be on TV as well.
I know. Well, secret squirrel, I may or may not be on standby to go over that, but you don't know. You do not. I think every family member does have to be in that situation, but we don't know until obviously the boats are counted every week, and that is the interesting element. Even though, you know, part of it is pre-recorded challenges, a lot of the stuff is live, so I'm on the edge of my seat like everyone else.
I'm so excited for you, Lex. Your mum, Rhonda Birchmore, keep her in the jungle, guys. The number to text to keep her in is 1995 1010. Message Rhonda to 1995 1010. We want to keep her in there because we want to see her do well. Your mum's a character. She's been gracious on the stages for many, many years now, and she's doing a great job on the TV, Lex. Thanks so much. I'm going to be getting lots of updates from you, and we're going to get the whole Goulburn Valley behind her. How does that sound?
Exactly right. And then when she's back in Oz, she can do a, you know, victory tour of the Goulburn Valley.
Oh, she has to. She has to come. Can she join both of you live in studio with me? How does that sound?
Yeah, the jungle of Shepparton, no match for South Africa.
She will not know what hits her.
No.
Well, have a good day, Lex. We'll see you tonight on Channel 9 at 6 p.m. Appreciate your time. We'll speak to you soon.
Right back at you. Thanks, Jake.
Boss Benny does join me, mate. He has been all morning. Thank you so much for joining me, Benny. It's an absolute pleasure to grace us with your presence.
What are you? Hang on. What? Hang on. There's something sinister coming. You guys don't talk to me like that.
It's all over the news. A Florida man.
Here we go.
He's woken up to find a thief sucking on his toes in one of the most bizarre break-ins. So this guy, right, he's fast asleep. He's woken up because he's heard something in the house. He's like, oh no, there could be someone in here. I'm in trouble. And not only is there someone in his house, but then he looks at the bottom of his bed because his toe's a bit wet, and he looks down and there's a thief sucking on his big toe.
Well, there's lots of wrong with this story. So hang on. Is there, right, firstly, that's awful and scary. And what's the agenda of this foot sucking bloke?
I have no idea.
Did the cops get him?
Well, this is the thing, right? So he obviously a fight broke out when you've got someone sucking your toe.
Of course you would.
First of all, you think you're dreaming.
What would be your first line to him? And don't be an idiot. What would your first line? You've woken up, you're frightened, there's a stranger sucking your foot. What's your first line to him?
Suck harder.
No. Yeah, see, oh, yeah, okay, I knew he was going to say that. No, what would you honestly say? You're right, mate.
What are you doing? No, I'd literally do what this guy did.
You're in England all of a sudden.
You jump the guy, mate. You jump him.
You'd fight or flight it. You'd stand up and you'd shove him off and off you'd go.
Which is what happened. A fight broke out, but the suspect managed to get away. He pretended that he had a gun. No weapon was produced, though, and the guy chased him out of his house. Now, the police obviously got called. They couldn't find him anywhere at all, and he's still on the run. Now, a little birdie tells me over the holidays that you were holidaying in Florida, so we're just putting two and two together on a Monday. Ben, are you the toe sucker?
Why do I give off that vibe? Like, this is coming from the bloke with a man bun who's permanently got graft and winks at everybody. I'm the one that's the weird one. I've got the wife and daughter, and I'm the foot sucker.
Because I've spoken to your wife, mate. She tells you the weird stuff you're up to, including toe socking.
And what do you two have, and what?
You having a chai latte together?
Yeah.
Hey, let's just go back to this story, though. I want to throw something at you. Surely there must be, like, for those sorts of people that have those weird fetishes in their lives, like if you're into foot sucking, like, it's your thing, right?
Yeah.
But surely, like, can't you jump on a, like a, what's here in Shepparton? I suppose Shepparton, find, you know, couldn't you jump on Facebook and just be like, after a foot to suck?
Or like in America, yeah. Or they have like Craigslist. You just post an
ad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like imagine, Shepparton. Like imagine Shepparton Marketplace. You're not selling anything, right? But you're jumping on it and you're just like Josiah Sharla.
Toes.
Looking for a foot to suck. But I'm sure that there would someone would cater to that. Someone go, well, I like my feet suck. So then there's, you know, you're killing two birds in one stone.
Well, apparently
it's breaking into people's homes to suck a foot.
That's the weird thing. It's like those creeps that go and just steal underwear off people's lines. Yeah. There's some strange people in this world.
I used to live in Mackay. There was like a rampant serial like knicker.
What do you
stealing.
Mean?
Like this, well, it went through, like when I was up there, there was some bloke that was running around town like nicking, like the knickers, literally girls knickers off their line.
And for what?
Like, just well, do what, you know what? Let your imagination run wild. I don't know what he was doing with him. It's not like it was my mate. Craig, where you been on Friday? Was that you nicking? I couldn't ask you.
Penny's at the pub with the boys. All right, boys, front up. Which one of you was it?
Go on, Craig. It was you, mate. I'm looking at you, you dirty. No. Serial, he was like nicking knickers.
Did they end up catching him?
No. Nah. Because they put out all these articles, and then a couple of the girls I worked with actually like came forward, and they're like, yeah, I've had my knickers nicked.
How do these creeps get away with
it's
it?
Weird, eh?
That's what I don't understand. Toes as well, right? Let's go back to that.
Here we go.
I don't, and as much as you think I'm the sort of bloke that would be, I cannot think of anything worse.
Nah, I can't.
Like, who in the height of passion thinks I'm going to go down and start sucking on a toe?
Like,
where,
if you are having that moment with someone special, I don't think toes.
Well, just think of a toe, right? There's toenails.
Gross.
People have tinea.
Tinea.
There's cracked heels and all that sort of stuff. Who thinks, oh, that's beautiful, I'm going to suck it?
I've got a corn on my foot.
What?
A corn.
What? I've heard this before. What is a corn?
Just Google it. It's gross. I don't want to. Feet. It's gross.
What is it?
It's like a, it's like a wart thingy. Gross.
Oh, mate. It is too late in the morning for that.
How is the crap that comes out of your mouth? I say I've got a corn and it's too much.
Because
in the
we're wood. Talking about sucking, we're not talking about burning warts off, mate. That's
no, but I've taken care of it, but it still comes back every so often.
We need a girl on this show.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's funny. Someone said, "Why don't you put the two boys on breakfast for 2020?" No way, mate. Without a girl in here, we're no good.
Have you heard the show this morning?
It's loose.
We talked about your stripper name. Now we're talking about sucking toes.
Diversity comes to mind.
Meet me in the riddle. It is back for 2020, guys. Don't know if you're excited or if you're crying or all of the above. I put out the riddle just before that song. Flat as a leaf, round as a ring, has two eyes, can't see a thing. What am I? Cooper's in Echuca, joins me on the phone now. Morning, Cooper.
Morning.
First caller for 2020. How does that feel?
Oh, that feels great.
Wish I had something for you to say thanks, but I don't. Do you know the answer to that riddle?
Is it a coin?
Oh, you're not far from it. It isn't. I'll say it one more time. Flat as a leaf, round as a ring, has two eyes. Need to think of something with two eyes, similar size to a coin. Think carefully. It's on your shirt. I'll give you a clue. So we.
Oh, is it a button?
It is. Well, we got there in the end, didn't we, Coops?
Yeah.
What are you up to today?
Oh, we're just gonna do some golf later today.
Where do you play golf at?
Oh, down at the Rich River Golf Club.
Great golf club there. I've had a round there myself.
That's cool.
We should have a round one time. Nah?
Yeah, sure.
Cooper, have you got some help there in the car? Who's with you? Is that Mum?
Yeah, Mum and my brothers.
Oh, let's see if you can get this next one right. If you do, you are this week's winner, okay?
Okay.
What comes once in a minute? Twice.
The letter M.
Yeah, that'll do. How do you know that one, Coops?
I've heard the riddle before.
You're a good... All right, let's go to a third one then. The riddle was what comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years. The letter M is spot on the money. If you get this third one right, you're getting all... I'm feeling a good round of golf for you today, right, Coops?
All right.
What can point in every direction, but can't reach the destination all by itself?
Is it a finger?
Mate, you are the Goulburn Valley's best riddle master. Besides golf, what do you do, Coops? You just study riddles all day.
Pretty much.
You are very talented. Hey, have a good day at golf. Good luck today, all right? Now, over the holidays, and it was happening a bit before then as well, but it has been across the whole country. It's been awful scenes, the fires that have been happening everywhere. One fire in particular that was burning, or is still burning, in New South Wales, just east of Albury, is the Green Valley Fire. And Daniel Osborne, he's a public liaison officer with the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. He joins me now. Daniel, thanks so much for joining me. Now, that fire is currently at advice level. Are you and the authorities still worried about it, though?
Good morning. Look, we're cautiously optimistic that over the next couple of days we'll have a good opportunity, given the reprieve in weather conditions, to hopefully do as much as we can in an effort to try and contain this fire. We have seen a significant reduction in the fire activity, in particular for this fire to the east of Albury in the Gingellic area. So we're pleased with that, but we're not taking our foot off the pedal at all with trying to contain this fire as quickly as we can.
How are the conditions looking for that area over the next kind of week? Because I've heard it is easing. Is that true?
Yeah, look, and we've seen that over the last 48 hours, a significant ease in conditions. Tomorrow, there's a bit of a spike in the temperature again, back up to around 36 degrees, which we're keeping an eye on and doing some planning around what that might cause us. But look, right through until the weekend, it's pretty stable conditions, and of particular note, the winds aren't getting up high that we've seen in recent times, which has caused these fires to spread rapidly. So, and there's even a bit of rain on the forecast for the weekend. So things are looking pretty good. But in the same breath, I would say and urge the community, please don't become complacent. There is still obviously active fire. There is still a large operation ongoing. So the support of the community in staying up to date, monitoring the local conditions, is absolutely paramount.
Definitely. Thanks for that, Daniel. Do you have many blokes on scene? How many fireys are still battling that fire?
Oh, look, we've got lots of different agencies, men and women right across the country and indeed internationally. Yesterday we had around 80 firefighters. Today we'll have a similar amount, and they're supported by up to 8 aircraft and some heavy machinery. We've got supporting agencies still involved with mainly the recovery effort, but we've got defence on the ground that are replenishing some water supplies and assisting how they can the community recover, and other agencies like Essential Energy that have been able to restore power back to the Gingellic area overnight, which is a fantastic step forward in the recovery process. So we're all working together, and we continue to do that, and obviously keeping in regular contact with our colleagues across the border of Victoria as that fire does burn. Towards the north, towards that Murray River area south of Gingellic, we're keeping a very close eye on that, sharing information and making sure that our community is up to date.
Does it worry you at all when you do look at the fire, which is a bit more closer to us, that's just been upgraded to emergency level overnight? Does that have any way a reflection on what's burning at Green Valley there?
Oh, look, it can, but we're seeing a lot of topographical influences. So the hilly country, we had forecasts locally that we were supposed to have some southerly winds yesterday on our fire ground. Out on the fire ground, on one side we had northerlies, on the other side we had southerlies. So we do keep a close eye on what's happening in Victoria. We do liaise regularly with with the authorities in Victoria to get an appreciation for what's happening there. But it doesn't always necessarily translate to what's happening, in New South Wales. And that's not because of a border, it's just because of the topography generally.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of people that do listen, they all want to help out. Is it donations? Is it food? Is it blankets? What's the main thing that you're seeing being on the ground that people mainly need the most?
Oh, look, we've had some fantastic support from the community over the recent weeks with lots of donations. We are reaching a level of capacity with being able to accept items that are donated, whether it be food, water or otherwise. So we strongly encourage people, if they want to contribute, they want to help, if they've got the means to be able to donate money, either to a local community, to a Red Cross, Bushfire Relief Fund or another trusted agency, or indeed to a local rural fire brigade or the Rural Fire Services organisation, we definitely welcome that if people have the capacity to do that. But the support has been wonderful. They can go onto our website, New South Wales Rural Fire Service, if they'd like some more information about that.
Daniel, you and all the team, every firefighter, you're doing a brilliant job. We thank you for your services and continue to thank you as it goes on. We appreciate your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Daniel. He is the public liaison officer for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, the fire burning in the Green Valley, with an update there. Hey, I'm going to do Muppet of the Week now, and the person that I'm going to be awarding it to, I've been talking about it all morning, is Greta Thunberg. Now, I get a lot of people are fans of hers, I get a lot of people aren't, but she's done something that has annoyed me this morning. She's picked on somebody that's unpickable, the great Roger Federer.
How dare you?
Now, how dare you, Greta? Basically, what's happened is Big Rog, he's just touched down in Australia, and he's had to respond to growing criticism of his partnership with Bank Credit Suisse. Now, basically, a dozen climate activists, they've gone on trial over in Switzerland for storming their head office. And what they did is they were whacking tennis balls inside the office, which is kind of an allusion to Federer, where they're urging him to break his connection with the bank, who is one of his major sponsors. The reason is they pump a whole bunch of money into fossil fuels. Now, Credit Suisse have come out in a statement and said they're no longer investing in new coal-fired power plants. So they've broken that. Greta Thunberg's tweeted at Roger Federer, telling him to cut the ties as well. Now, poor Rog, he's had to come out and make a statement just to try and clear the air. And he said that he takes impacts and threat of climate change very seriously, particularly as his family and him arrived in Australia amid the devastation from our bushfires. The former world number one, he's currently, I think, three in the world at the moment. He's even headlining an exhibition charity match ahead on this Wednesday, actually, to raise funds for the Australian bushfire appeal. Sorry, I should say, can't talk. 2020, still can't talk. And that's still not good enough to Greta Thunberg.
How dare you?
She's still angry at the big Roger Federer, even though he seems to be doing all things right and has a big heart, has released a statement and is even throwing a charity match, donating and raising a lot of money. She's tweeted him, asking him to wake up now as a response. Hence why I'm giving her our Muppet of the Week, Greta. Some things you need to just stick out of, I reckon. I reckon Rog knows what he's doing, and we don't need your say on this one. She is our Muppet of the Week.